his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi sheyichyu l'nishmas. Marz Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Blue Medallia Bas Chanadina. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. We're going to be learning about the Tzuras Mitzvahs Inui Shel Yom HaKippurim, the form of the Mitzvah of Inui on Yom Kippur, and we're basing ourselves on the wonderful Sefer Beis Aharon of the Gaon Rav Aharon Cohen, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, who was Rosh Yeshivas Chevron. The Rambam, in the first perek of Shvisis Esor and Halacha Dalet, writes that the mitzvah of Inui that was said in the pasuk Tanus Nafshaseichem is Lishbois Boi Me'achila V'Shtia, to be Shoyves, to rest from eating and drinking. And he's Messiah, Ezo Inui Shu L'Nefesh, that song. What's an Inui for the soul? That's the fast. B'cholat Sambo Kiyim Mitzvahs Esay. Anybody who fasts is Mekayim a Mitzvahs Esay. So we have to understand the Rambam. L'chora, an Inyan of Shvisa and an Inyan of Tzom are two disparate, distinct concepts. The Shem Shvisa is on Shlilas Ha'achila. Shvisa is negating eating. And Tzuras Inyana, the form of this Shvisa, is to be poiresh, is to separate oneself from the Hanah of Achila and Shtia. So Shvisa is a negative. I am not eating. I am resting from the Hanah of eating. Remember, eating and drinking is Hanah. We zocher to live in a world where we have so much Hanah, Baruch Hashem. And the Shem Tzom, in contrast, is an Inyan Chiyuvi. It's a positive concept, and that's when a person is actively afflicting his soul through the Tzom. And that's what the Mashmos of the Lashon is, V'inisem la'noises ha'nefesh, to afflict your soul. So why are we calling it here B'Shem Shvisa? Why do you have this Shem Shvisa, which is a negative? I'm avoiding it, I'm refraining, as opposed to Tzom, which has a connotation of something positive. I'm actively afflicting myself. And the Rambam puts the two together. So that's already an Iyun B'Loshon HaRambam. Earlier in this Sefer, hopefully we're going to get to it in a future shir. The truth is we started giving this shir and then we stopped in the middle. So part of it was already given. But earlier in the Sefer in Siman Hei Nos Vav, Rav Aharon was miyaseid that when it says lishbos, it doesn't mean that one is shoves and monea, that one is refraining from achila and shtia, but rather by not eating and drinking, by being me'ana oneself, you see the kedushas Shabbos of Yom Kippur. Right, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbason, this day of rest. So you see the sanctity of this day of rest when we rest from eating and drinking. So that's what he suggested there, but it's really dachuk to explain that way, because it's a forced, not such a smooth interpretation. Because mipashtes haloshim, that it says lishbos bo me'achila v'shtia, so it's mashma and pashtus that it's shvisa and minia me'achila v'shtia, not to make it a day of rest from eating and drinking, that you can see the kedusha Shabbos of Yom Kippur by not eating and drinking, but rather you are resting from eating and drinking. And so would appear mefurish B'divrei HaRambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Esei Kuf Samach Dalet. The Rambam There is Messiah, Veloshin Sifra, Minayin Shem Kippur, Maser, etc. Talmud Lomar Shabbos Shabbosam. Kalaimar Hashvisa Tia Meadvar Me'elad Shagia Inui. So, how do you know Yom Kippur is Aser and these Inuyim? It says Shabbos Shabbosam. You're resting from these things until you reach a state of affliction. So, that's what the Shvisa is about. The Shvisa is about being Moneya, the Pu'ula of Achila and Shtia. You are resting from eating and drinking, refraining from eating and drinking. So again, we're back to our previous Ha'ara, that the Rambam first talks about the negative. You're resting from eating and drinking. And then the Rambam goes into the positive and says that it's a tzom, it's an act of affliction. It's not just a refraining. So therefore, it would appear that we can explain differently. That it says, Lishbos me'achila v'shtia, ein kavanoso, this doesn't mean that's the tsuras ha-mitzvah. That the tsuras ha-mitzvah is the form, the nature of the mitzvah is the act of refraining. No. Raku medaber al hanhoga b'foal. He's talking about how to act b'foal. Shekiyum mitzvahs inui ze hu al yedei sheshoves umoineya es atzmo me'achila v'shtia. So how does it look? It's not that this is the nature of the mitzvah, but we're talking about how it looks. You know how it looks? It looks like you're not eating and drinking. That's the Rambam's talking about. It's the anhaga b'foal. That's what you're doing in practice. But the tachlis ha-mitzvah is that you get an inui, that you're afflicted by not eating and drinking. Like he says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hashvisa tihyeh ad sheyagia ha-inui. Your shoves until the inui comes. And so it would appear when he says in the Rimzei HaMitzvah, Lehis'anos Chaykosev Minyan HaMitzvahs, because that's the Tzuras HaMitzvah V'Tachlisa. So what's the form, what's the nature, what's the definition of the mitzvah? Inui. What's the halach of the mitzvah? How do you do this inui? Refraining. You are shoves from achila and shtia. From achila and shtia. However, we still have to understand why the Torah calls this mitzvah inui b'shem Shabbosan. This is discussed, by the way, by our footner. He's a maimer on this in the Pachad. A lot of svarim talk about it. But the Chaviv Malai Divrei Maran Zatzal. So, why does the Torah call this mitzvah inui Shabbosan? The tzura of the mitzvah is not the Shabbosan. Beham Meniyah Hashlilis. The tzur of the mitzvah is not just refraining, but rather the positive inui that comes from not eating. So why does the Torah call it Shvisa? Vanir Levar Ze, says Hagoyin HaTzadik Rav Aaron, just as an aside, I'm in the middle of reading his biography, Hakoyin HaGadol Me'echov, by Rabbi Meller, who writes all the biographies of the Brisker Rav. And he has two stories in there, that he had operations without anesthesia. One, he had his doctor, Dr. Cook, and he said, Dr. Cook, start a niggun. Tell me a good niggun that you remember from your youth. And they started singing, and from time to time, as Dr. Cook was doing the operation, cutting into his flesh with a knife, he would help along with the niggun, And at the end he said, "You feel it?" He said, "I didn't feel a thing." He was so deep in the niggun, he didn't feel the operation. Another one is that he had to have an operation on, this was I think on his hand. He had a mugla in his hand. Another time, he had it on his head. He had to have an operation. And there he was osik in a Rambam. He was osik in Lamdus. No anesthesia. Anyway, so Vanir Levar Dover says Revarin. So we have a Rabbeinu Chananel and Yuma in Dalet Amud Beis in the Braisa. Shemesayem is the Bei Rebbe Tana Derishmal Tana Nemar Kaninu Nemar Alaninui Malaninu Rabban Avkaninu Ravon. So this Inui means Ravon. It means hunger. So Rabbeinu Chananel adds Ksiv Biyom Akibrum Tana Sam Shosechum Ksiv Nisi Betzonim Nafshi. Old Ksiv Lamet Samnu Velo Reisa Ininu Nafshenu Velo Seida. Mikan she'at som nikra inui nefesh. So he quotes all these psukim that the Torah calls it an inui, and the psukim say that an som is an inui. Why do we fast and you didn't see? We afflicted our souls and you didn't know. So you see that it's some, from these psukim you see it's some is called an inui. Nisi but some nafshi lamet samnu v'lo reisa aninu nafshenu v'lo seida. So you see it's some is called inui nefesh. So what is Rabbeinu Chananel adding these words? So it would appear that he's trying to explain to us what the oimek Inyan lahavin suras mitzvahs inu yom kippur. That is called a tzom shenasa de inu ravon. Hunger. That's the affliction. Because l'chora, the inyan of inu and ravon, the inyan of afflicting yourself with hunger, is the tsar of the hunger that bothers the person. But be'emes, there are two ofanim of inui. One, you're hungry because you don't have what to eat. And two, you have what to eat and you're starving yourself. And the second inui is different. The second inui is prisha me'achila. You're hungry, you have a tavis achila, and the inui is that you're forcing yourself not to eat. You're ma'ane, you're nefesh habemis. And you're not giving it sipuk ha'achila. You're not giving it the sipuk, the satisfaction of eating. It could be merames this in the pasuk in Tehillim. Vila mi derech pisham v'aseim yisano. These people who acted foolishly, and they're afflicting themselves because of their sin. And then it says, "Vayter pasuk yitches kol oichel tesayv nafsham." Their soul despises, abominates food. In other words, they're porish me'achila in order to afflict themselves. And in this, Rabbeinu Chananel brings psukim to explain the tsuras inui ravon shel yom kippur. That it's not an inui of tsaram, it's not just merely that the person's hungry. That's what we said the first way. First way is that you don't have what to eat. Perachas shalom. Yesh inui v'ravon, the person's hungry. Why is he hungry? Because he's nothing to eat. And the second is that he has what to eat. But he dafka doesn't eat it to afflict himself. So that's what Rabbeinu Chananel is telling us all about. In nisi b'tzayim nafshi, I afflicted myself with a fast, because the tzayim is on the prisha that a person is parish me'achila. He's ma'aneas nafsho b'prishasa me'achila. V'u'inyin chiyuvi, this is something positive, that he's actively afflicting himself. He's actively afflicting his soul from achila. Afapisha Dover Nasib Shlila. Right, so he's not eating, he's refraining. But the tsuras ha-tainis, the form, the nature of this tainis and tsom, is that a person does b'chiyuv, that he's mamshil his neshama on his nefesh ha-behemis. You have this animal soul that, like my rabbi told the Rebbe likes to say, that guf is rosh ha-tevis, guf vil fresen, that your body wants to eat, pig out, like we say in English. Guf vil puffin, rosh ha-tevis, guf, gimel vav pe. Your body wants to sleep. Yeah, it's a joke, but the idea is that when you're fasting, you're misgaber and your nefesh ha-behemis. It's a big inyan that a person should, his neshama should have power over his guf, over his nefesh ha-behemis. And that's the tsura satinus. And therefore you don't allow your body the satisfaction of food. In the biography it talks about how he was ma'ane his guf for Aaron. Once there was a bacher who went to speak to him in learning, and he came home and he said, listen, I haven't eaten the whole day, so I hope you don't mind that I eat when we talk in learning. So the food was there, and then accidentally it fell on the floor. He didn't say anything, he just said, alright, let's go to the other room, forget about the food. And they spoke for a long time in learning, and he still hadn't broken his fast, as if nothing had happened. So some people are ma'ana their goof in order that the neshama should be in control. And then he brings the pasuk there, Rabbeinu Chananel, Lametzamnu v'lo re'isa ininu nafshenu v'lo seida. Why did we fast and you didn't see? We afflicted our souls and you didn't know. Because al etzem atzom nemar lametzamnu v'lo re'isa. That's in the etzem atzom. That's davar goli. Inuy nefesh is not a davar goli. The affliction of our soul. That's how do you see that? God can see it. And it's saying here that you made yourself as if you didn't know. Ininu nafshenu v'lo seida. Ke'incha yodeas midos ha'nafshenu es nafshenu. So mikan sha'at som nikra inui. So this som is an inui. This som is an affliction that you're being magbir, your nefesh ha. Ha'elokis and your neshama elokis and your nefesh ha-behemis. Those are the psukim that he brings. That's the inui. It's not just the pool of not eating. It's the tachlis of feeling afflicted in order to become holier. That's the idea of the tzom. That you're purposefully not eating. You're mindfully not eating. And not just that you don't have food. In nisi b'tzayim nafshi, I'm ana myself with the tzom, in order to be make stronger my nefesh ha-behemis, my nefesh ha-lokis and my nefesh ha-behemis. And this is learned in the Gemara from a Zereshav of Yancha v'yari vecha that says by the man, Tanos nafshe seichem. It's talking about inui ravon. So by the man, it wasn't tzar, it wasn't mamish hunger. Because the man wasn't so satisfying, it didn't look like the food that you were eating. The man was primarily spiritual food. And therefore there's this inyan of physical affliction. It wasn't mamish hunger. They weren't hungry, but they weren't getting the physical satisfaction they would from regular food. Ve'yarivecha, that's the hunger. See here also. The ikar here is that it's something spiritual, just like by the man. The man was primarily spiritual eating. That's the inui. That was less physical eating. So to hear the inui is that you're becoming more spiritual and less physical. But not mamish that you're hungry. It's not the point of being hungry. The point is to become more ruchni. So now we understand why the Torah calls it Shabbosan, which is Shvisvania Me'achila. Based on what we explained, the ikar tsuras inui is not the tsar of the tainas. But that you afflict your soul by not eating when the hunger overcomes you, and therefore the Torah calls it Shvisa, that you refrain from eating. You could eat, but you choose not to. In order to elevate yourself. It's not just that you're hungry, that you afflict yourself by not eating. There it is, the food's available, and you afflict yourself by not eating because you want to make your neshama lokis stronger than your nefesh habemis. So you have this hunger, and then your shoveis from achil and shtia. At that time, you say, no, I don't want the food. And therefore the Torah calls it Shvisa. That's the Ikra Pula Chivas of the Inui. This Inui, which is something positive that you're afflicting yourself. How do you do that? By not eating and drinking, by having it available, knowing that you can, and wanting to elevate yourself and not eating. Al pidarkenu, we can be mevar the gederis or achilah yom kippurim, because it appears muchach midivrei Rambam in the Gemara that this iser is because of the shame iser achila, and not because of the shlilas and bittul ha'inu. It's not because you're negating the inui, but because it has a shame iser achila. How do you see this? Because the Rambam brings this lav in the Yemin HaMitzvahs, and Mitzvahs also say Kuf Tzadi Vav, after the lav of Achilas Ben Sor Amore. And then after this is the lav of Achilas Chometz. Why isn't it Samach Lav Shel Isser Asiyas Malach on Yom Kippur? Shin Choftes. So it would appear that the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is similar to the Isser of Achilas Chometz B'Pesach. There the Isser is because of the Shem Achila. And it's not like the Isser Malach on Yom Kippur, where the Yisr is because of Chil Yom Kippur. Kamosha osim alacha b'Shabbos. It's not Chil Yom Kippur to eat, but rather that you're doing an Achila Asura. That's the problem, because it's not written in the context of Isser Melacha and Yom Kippur, is written in the context of Isser Achila Ben Sor Amore Chometz. Because the Iker here is the Shem Achila. So we'd like to expand on this idea, Bli Nader. And we already saw in a flow of Smitaras Hashem about the geder of Shvisa and Inui on Yom Kippur. Making your neshama lokis stronger than your nefesh habemis, purposefully refraining from eating in order to have this davar chiyuvi, this positive aspect of Inui, to elevate yourself. It's not an Isser of Chil Yom Kippur, it's an Isser of Achila, the Isser Shem Achila, and that's why it's in the context of Isser Achila. It's compared to the Man, which is also the Inui of the Man, was that you were in the spiritual world, it was an Inui of the physical, not that you were physically hungry, that you weren't getting the same pleasure from the food. Here also, it's the Iker here is the Ruchni, it's just like the Man. And please God, we will continue, I hope very much, in the next shiur, and really get a havana of the yisodos of this great day. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest and my forever.